This is WFAE News. I'm Claire Donnelly. Jurors are set to deliberate today on a bribery case that involves more than 100 recorded conversations between North Carolina Insurance Commissioner Mike Causey and Durham insurance magnate Greg Lindberg. Prosecutors say Lindberg and two associates offered $2 million in campaign contributions to persuade Causey to replace a deputy who was viewed as unfavorable to Lindberg's business. WFAE's Andos Helms was at the federal courthouse for closing arguments this morning. And can you remind us how we got here?
Sure. Lindberg was a major donor to Wayne Goodwin, who was the previous insurance commissioner. After Causey defeated Goodwin in 2016, Lindberg and two associates got in touch with Causey to talk about concerns with the deputy who was in charge of regulating Lindberg's North Carolina insurance business. That much isn't in dispute, nor is the fact that Lindberg offered to make large political contributions to Causey, up to $2 million, while those discussions were going on. What makes this a criminal case is that Causey went to the FBI and recorded 115 conversations with Lindberg, as well as co-defendants John Gray and John Palermo. Federal prosecutors brought charges against all three, and as you may recall, Robin Hayes, former chairman of the state Republican Party, pleaded guilty of lying to FBI agents during that investigation.
Okay, what does the defense team say about all this?
They argued today that A, none of the defendants did anything illegal, and B, they were entrapped by Causey. They say Causey created the problem by getting rid of good regulators, and they say he put an ineffective deputy, Jackie Obusek, in charge of regulating Lindberg's insurance companies. Defense lawyers say, sure, Lindberg wanted her out, but he just wanted a strong, unbiased regulator in her place. They say he offered to make donations to the state Republican Party to be used for Causey and or to set up a $2 million independent expenditure committee for Causey, only after Causey explicitly asked, what's in it for me? So everyone agrees the donations themselves are not illegal, but they become a bribe if the defendants expected a specific outcome in return. As defense lawyer Brandon McCarthy put it, you're hoping things get better? That's okay. It's not okay to get a guaranteed benefit. Defense lawyers also told jurors that they don't have to like the way the political system works. As long as the defendants played by the rules, there's no crime. The lawyers replayed clips that featured defendants saying they'd do anything they could as long as it complied with state election laws. The lawyers made a point that there were no bags of cash and no offer to make a direct payment to Causey, even though they say he fished for it.
Okay, and what's the prosecution's take?
They say the hours and hours of tapes, along with text messages and emails, make it clear that the contributions were specifically intended as a business transaction, a.k.a. a bribe. You get rid of Obusek and we'll put this money into an account for you. They repeatedly used the term enthusiastic, that these guys weren't being reluctantly coerced into paying for results, but were eager to buy their own regulator.
So what's Mike Causey's role in all of this?
Prosecutors say he's an honest politician who went to the FBI when Lindberg took actions that made him uncomfortable about possible bribery. Defense lawyers say he was out to get retribution against someone who helped Goodwin defeat him in a previous election. And they said the FBI agent who pursued the investigation failed to do his due diligence about the political backstory. Both sides say the large volume of recordings helps their side. Prosecutors say it shows the defendant saying over and over that they're willing to pay. Defense lawyers say it took 30 conversations before money even came up, which they say is evidence that Causey pushed their clients to pay.
All right. What comes next?
Well, closing arguments ended early this afternoon. The judge then has to make sure the jury understands the legal definitions of bribery, entrapment, and, of course, reasonable doubt. The deliberations could take a while. This is a complex case, and they have to come to decisions on each of the three defendants. Meanwhile, Mike Causey is on today's Republican primary ballot to try for another term as insurance commissioner. If he wins, he will face Wayne Goodwin again in the general election.
WFAE's Andos Helms, thank you.